degenerates. This is my special Q and A and F audio. Question and answer and fap. So I have my trusty red vibrator. It's my personal favorite. And hopefully it doesn't die on me. I charged it the night before last and then used it quite a bit last night, and now I don't know if it'll last through this whole audio, so we'll see. And I do want to say, God, this feels so weird. I've never been good at social media in general. I've never been good at, like, advertising myself, and even just having made a couple of posts about, oh my god, I hit 1k followers, that feels so, like, doing that feels very fucking toilet. My god, it doesn't feel very fucking toilet. It's just, there we go. That problem still has not been resolved. But yeah, posting like that, it feels weird, and just, it feels like I'm bragging, which I'm not. God, I'm not trying to do. I don't think I'm, God, no. I just genuinely want to show appreciation for all of you, and the fact that you take enough interest to follow what I do, and upvote and comment and all that kind of stuff. Like, you don't have to do that, and yet you do. And I really do appreciate it. So. But, enough emotions. let's get to answering questions and the F part. So. I'll answer a few just before I turn on the vibrator, just to kind of, I don't know, give a baseline, a control. Why I would need a control, I don't know. This isn't a scientific experiment, but the first one I got in a DM, so I won't read the person's username. And it's just outside of GWA, do people comment on how lovely your voice is? And no. I mean, it's never lovely. It's or like, oh, your voice is so pretty, because I have a deeper voice. And so a lot of the time people will say that my voice stands out, not necessarily that it's pretty. So but I do have the ability to switch my tone really quickly. Like, I can go this, I can go this, and I can go this. I don't really go low that often, but I can if I need to, but I can easily shift my register up higher. And so whenever I'm, and isn't that a thing scientifically, whenever you're flirting with someone, or at least whenever a woman is flirting with someone she's interested in, her voice goes up a little bit, and, oh my god, you're so funny, as opposed to normal. I know that whenever I talk to cashiers, I go, yeah, that'll be fine, that's all. Just the very light voice, and I know that when I'm, like, during sex, I know my voice will get higher, my moans will get higher. But this wasn't part of the question at all, but I'm just going on a tangent because I do genuinely love the mechanics of voices and just all the, like, I'm not gonna ramble, but just that whole, I mean, I want to go into voice acting. That is the profession I want to pursue. And it's, it just, it amazes me The human voice amazes me. But anyway, no, they don't comment on it. They usually just say, wow, your voice is interesting, or wow, you can do so much with your voice. But, okay. And then I want to answer one specifically that I saw, and I'll go back to their other questions, but Who Has a Throwaway asked me, r/were you a horse girl? No. And I don't know why you included that question. But, no, not at all, really. Nope. Anyway. okay. Now I'll turn the vibrator on. I guess I'll go for the rest of Who Has a Throwaway's questions. I'll start at one. There. That is one. And now to apply. Applied. Okay. Hopefully that's not too loud. Okay. first question. Well, not first question. Were you a horse girl was the last question they asked, but it caught me so fucking off guard that I had to answer it first. So their actual first question, do you go looking for scripts to find one that fits what you're wanting to do, or do you just run across them and decide that's the one for you? The latter. I go through, GWA and GWA, Script Guild, is that what it's called? Script Guild, Script Guide, Script Guild, I think. And, if I find one that catches my eye, I use that one. And, well, I don't necessarily use it, I will save it, and then a lot of the time I'll go into a recording session and I'll think I'm doing one script, and then I'll start reading it and I go, nope, no, this doesn't fit. And then I scroll down through different ones that I've saved and I'm like, oh, I guess I'll go with this one. And then that one fits a lot better and I record that one. So I think it's important to find, scripts that fit you as a person. And because I've done scripts where I've kind of felt like the character a bit forced, and I just did it because I liked the script so much, so I was like, I gotta do this. I mean, it's great, but no, it didn't end up fitting. Okay, I'm gonna move on. I assume you've seen the ubiquitous "she's a 10, but" meme. Yes, I have. So tell us, how would that go if someone were talking about you? She's a 10, but she... She's a 10, but she's a Redditor. I don't know. I mean... She's a 10, but she likes acting. I feel like that's kind of a red flag, at least. Like, I don't know, hey, can I concentrate, please? Come on, acting is a red flag. It is, though, and even though I want to go into acting, I feel like it's, I don't know, with drama comes drama, and I think that also actors in general are good liars, and so as a result I feel like that can be a warning in for a relationship, you know? But, yeah, either that or being a Redditor. next one, still from Who Has a Throwaway. Have you gotten yourself off while driving recently? Do we need to send the highway patrol out to make you be safe? No. To the second half. And the first half, that's none of your business, man. No. No, actually, I haven't recently. Just mostly because I haven't been driving a lot. And, I don't know. I've been feeling like a shut-in lately, so. let's see. Fuck. I don't want to click it up a notch already, the vibrator, but... No, okay, I will not. I will leave it on one for this one question from TA_75, and then I'll click it up. It's, do you watch anime? If so, what are some animes you like? And then in parentheses, if not, I guess you could do TV shows. I don't watch anime. Even though, whenever I say that to people, there is a 50-50 chance that that person will say, but you look like you should watch anime, or you seem like you do watch anime. I'm like, what are you, what's that supposed to mean? Like, I have nothing against people who watch anime, but it's like, do I really embody that, like, what about me makes you think that I look like I watch anime? Like, is it the glasses? I mean, I wear glasses, by the way. My god, the amount of times I have had to edit out the sound of me pushing up my glasses in an audio, the little, like, hang on. This sound? That? I have to edit that out so much. I don't even know if you could hear that over the vibrator, but I tried to lean in. But just the little clicking noises, and I go back through, I'm like, god damn it. And I can't take my glasses off because if I do that, then I can't read the script. So, anyway, TV shows I like. That show on Netflix, You, Y-O-U. The first time watching that, I had a massive crush on the main character, Joe Goldberg. The second time I watched it, I was like, wow, he's a dick. So I think that explains my taste in men. Anyway, let's see. Okay, I will do as promised and pick it up a notch now. I'm not really into TV in general, by the way, or like, watching things in general. Really? Movies? Anything? Yeah. I don't know why either. my guess is low attention span. Anyway. One click. I'll take the ones from Below Average Joe next. And no, I'm not insulting this person. That's just their username. says, what got you into lewd audios? Well, I myself have an auditory kink, and I found the community on Reddit. And fuck's sake. I underestimated how much of an effect clicking it up a notch would have on me. Okay. but yeah, I found the community and I thought that it was interesting and I wanted to get involved just because I love voice acting and I really want to do it professionally. But it's difficult to get into the business if you're not doing something where people are horny out of their minds listening and don't really care about any mistakes you make. No offense. But, no, this is kind of my playground, you know? It's, where I get to experiment and develop my voice acting ability more before trying to really break into the professional voice acting business. But what are your favorite tags or audios to record? Anything with Daddy. I think that might be a noticeable trend in the audios I've recorded, but no, I have a massive Daddy kink. And yeah, so whenever I see a script with that tag, I'm like, oh, let me save that real quick. I like both F-sub and F-dom equally, really. I think that, they're... Yeah, they're that. I think that I have a voice that can fit either, so I take advantage of it. Oh, and also asked favorite ones to listen to. Any with a lot of pet names. Any with Oh, I do like, I like Ramblefaps a lot. Like, well, not like a lot, but more so than any others. If only because, they're pretty much unscripted and, like, and easier to, and easier to kind of get to know the VA behind it a little bit, and know that they're, like, not putting on as much of a character, you know? So, yeah, those are pretty attractive to me. the next question, what animal do you think you would be and why? I would like to say bat, because bats are adorable. But I know that bats are really social creatures, so... Also, I'm not saying that I would be a bat because bats are adorable. and I think I'm adorable. No, I'm saying that I just like bats so much, so I've backed myself into a into a corner here. but no, I would want to be a bat, but I'd probably be... I'd probably be a cat. I'd be a cat. Kind of just lonesome, knocks things over a lot, screams at you if you don't pet her. yeah. and then, below average Joe's last question, do you prefer tits, ass, or thighs? Tits. 100%. Which fucking sucks also because I have no tits. And so it's like I want something that I can never have. But no, definitely girls, I mean curvier girls in general. Hi. Hello. Yes. Wonderful. All the squish, please. And just yeah. Yep. Yep. Okay. let's see. Should I click it up one every time I finish a different person's questions? I guess so. Let me go to three. I'm sorry if the noises I make aren't, like, particularly attractive. I know I don't moan very loudly, but, I'm just a quiet person in general, so, Whiskey Tan Fox 101 asks, what's the most fulfilling part of doing an audio, and is it the same each time? The most fulfilling part is finishing it. No, I mean, it's kind of, yeah, being able to look at it and say, wow, I made a thing, you know? and just, especially if I'm able to look back on something and think, wow, I did a decent job with this, as opposed to just, man, I hope people like this. Because, you know, it's the people don't like the sound of their own voice, and my god, that is true for me as well. So, I can't really, find my own voice sexy. So, I just have to hope for the best. do I have previous acting experience? Yes, I've been acting ever since I was a kid. I just finished up a play recently, and that was a lot of fun, and I've been in a couple plays with the same playhouse for whoa, oh, someone texted me. That's sorry, I have the I have my phone propped up on the same surface that I have the mic on. Oh, that's weird. I didn't think about that. that got me off track. But yes, I've been with the same playhouse for a while, and I love working with the people there. And I'm in school currently for studying just preliminary acting. I took a bit of a break from going to college before. Before going, just so that I could really figure myself out and cement that this was what I wanted to do, and deal with other things that I had going on. But, next question, is there a story behind my username? No. No. I don't know. Is the story just that I'm lonely? One heart, ace of hearts. No, I mean... fuck, I guess that is it, isn't it? Yep, I'm just lonely. no, I mean, and I like the aesthetic of cards in general, and I think that, yeah, it's a pretty image, and I also didn't want to go with Queen of Hearts, because that just seems, I don't know, it seems full of myself, but, And as for the numbers, no story there. I just like those particular numbers in that order. and then, any other creative pursuits or hobbies that you'd care to share? I like writing. I used to want to be an author, but then my attention span dwindled massively, and I realized that I couldn't sit down and write any of the stories that I wanted to write, which was honestly sad, but... I have been writing a script that I want to perform here, and I've been, like, stopping and starting it for months. So, it's a, it's like a kidnapping, yandere, stalker kind of script. And, God, it's like, it's getting harder and harder to keep my attention away from how good I am feeling and answer the questions. But, no, I like writing, I like gaming, I don't really do a lot with my time. I'm pretty lazy. And then, okay, that's all of Whiskey Tan Fox 101's questions. And now we are on to the finale questions, propane accessories 24. Also, I think they spelled accessories wrong. I'm not sure, but I think it has two S's in it. Or maybe they just wanted to spell it like that, in which case, who am I to fucking judge? I'm the grammar narc as usual. Alright, I gotta crank it up one. First question. What's your favorite audio you've ever done? Holy shit. It's the one, the restoring a 1950s, fuck's sake, people, stop texting me! It's the restoring a 1950s sex robot one. I love that accent, I love doing that, the script was so fun. And I could picture it really clearly in my head. So, yeah, that was my favorite. Next question, is there anything you've wanted to record but haven't yet? Example, Ramblefap outside, or think you want to explore? I don't know, honestly. I have plenty of scripts saved, but I go with the flow. If I find something I like, I record it, but there's not anything in particular that I have on my mind that I want to record. So, yeah. I would want to do a collab at some point. I think that would be fun with another VA. But, yeah. And then, last question, and I saved this for last on purpose. What is the most intense orgasm you've ever had? So this was back, before I had any vibrators or toys, really, and I was just using my hands and, doing it the old-fashioned way, you know? And, I had already come a few times, and usually, I'm not sure if it's that, the feeling gets less intense with every orgasm, but it's just that I get more used to it. But, but yeah, I was in bed and I'd come a few times and I was gonna just do it a fourth time and then I came and it like orgasms normally hit me pretty hard, but this one hit me like a fucking jet engine, like a plane crashing from the sky, and like my legs, like I turtled in on myself, you know? I completely folded like a lawn chair, and I just kind of laid there afterwards, like, well, that's never gonna happen again. It's one of those where, like, my vision went white and Just everything fucking... Oh, God. Yeah. Okay. That is all the questions, so now I'm gonna go to 5, the last click, and see if I can come. That was a strong one. Probably because this audio has gone on for a while, and as a result, I've been, you know, playing with myself for a while. Ooh. That was fun. Thank you, all of you, for your questions, and thank you all again for 1K followers. I really do appreciate it, and I hope to make plenty more audios in the future and just be a continued part of the community. So, good lord. Okay, now I gotta go back through and edit that monstrosity. But, yeah. I will talk to you guys soon. Bye.